Translation. Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired from Narada Muni, O my Lord, O great sage, kindly explain how we who are staying at home without knowledge of the goal of life may also easily attain liberation according to the instructions of the Vedas, purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the previous chapter, the great sage Narada has explained how a brahmana, a vanaprastha, and a sannyasi should act. He first explained the dealings of a brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyas, because these three ashrams, or statuses of life, are extremely important for fulfillment of the goal of life. One should note that in the brahmacharya ashram, vanaprastha ashram, and sannyas ashram, there is no scope for sex life, whereas sex is allowed in the grihastha life under regulations. Narad Muni therefore first described brahmacharya, vanaprastha, and sannyas because he wanted to stress that sex is not at all necessary. Although one who absolutely requires, it is allowed to enter grihastha life or household life, which is also regulated by the shastras and guru. Yudhisthira Maharaj could understand all this. Therefore, as a grihastha, he presented himself as Griha Madhu Di, one who is completely ignorant of the goal of life. A person who remains householder in family life is certainly ignorant of life's goal. He is not very much advanced in intelligence. As soon as possible, one should give up his so-called comfortable life at home and prepare to undergo austerity and tapasya. Tapo divyam putraka. According to the instructions given by Rishabdev to his sons, we should not create so-called comfortable situation, but must prepare to undergo austerity. This is how a human being should actually live to fulfill life's ultimate goal. Translation. Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired from Narada Muni, O my Lord, O great sage, kindly explain how we who are staying in home without knowledge of the goal of life may also easily attain liberation according to the instructions of the Vedas. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande sri gurum dinatarine paramananda madhavam. Actually, there's an introduction to this chapter also, which is very long, but I'll refrain from reading it because my reading is not so good in poor light. But it doesn't matter. We'll just discuss a little bit what is being said here. So, here is being clearly described, it's clear, we have no doubt about it, that the ultimate goal is self-realization. Huh? To understand aham brahmasmi, that I am a spiritual being. We say this sometimes jokingly, you're a spiritual being having a human experience. You're just having the human experience right now. You're not a human being. Don't think you're a human being. You're more than that. Sometimes you may have the demigod experience. Or you may have the dog and cat experience like this. Huh? But you're going through different species of life. And in the human form of life, you have an opportunity to get out. It comes up rarely. Rarely. It says that the human form of life is rare. You know, if you count all the species of life and how many there is, human beings are not very many. And out of human beings, most of them are uncivilized, tribal-like people. Nowadays, the tribal people are wearing suits. They may be wearing a suit, but they meat-eating, drinking, low-class activity, like tribal people. Ignorant about self-realization. Here, it's interesting to note that Yudhisthira, who is himself like Paramahamsa person, he describes himself as one of those ignorant people. He's describing himself in this way. Oh, we are just family people, absorbed in family life. And their children, having the children like this, and in the home, the griha, in our home, we're putting some furnishings in the home, like this, and comfortable, and we are attached. We've got our own vehicle, my car, like this, and my house, my facilities. And in India, they have my cow. Here in England, you have my dog. Like this. My cat. Like this. And they were attached. We're attached to all these things. And I go to the grihastha's houses, and it's my TV. They say they don't watch TV, but they have these. Like this. And you understand? So people who are in family life, they're generally very much engaged in satisfying their skin. The skin. The bodily consciousness. We described that the other day. How that we're absorbed in the external covering. The external coverings. Example given in the Shastra. Is the lady who has the cage, the golden cage. She's having this beautiful golden cage and cleaning it, and it's shining. And she's saying, oh, look how beautiful my cage is. But what about the bird that lives inside? The bird is just not singing, not getting fed. The bird is the most important. The cage is not important. But the lady is saying, but look how beautiful my cage is. It's a cage, Baba. It may be a golden cage. And you may decorate it. You may decorate the cage. Just like the bird cage, you put the bell in there and a mirror and a swing. But if you don't feed the bird, what's the point? That bird is meant to sing. It's meant to sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's meant to sing. And be happy. Of course, in illusion, you're looking at the cage and thinking, but my cage is good. The cage is okay. It's illusion. It's illusion. You can't really be happy. Srila Prabhupada also gave many times the example of the fish. The fish. The fish is meant to swim in the ocean. He's happy when he's swimming in the ocean. If we take the fish out of the ocean, he's just lying on the beach, flapping. Like this. And you may say, oh, Mr. Fish, are you uncomfortable? We'll give you a nice soft bed. Will you be happy? No, Mr. Fish, do you need a drink? I'll give you some nice wine, wine drinking. Will he be happy? A cigarette? Mr. Fish, like smoking? Like this? Huh? Entertainment. The fish will not be happy. The fish will not be happy at all. You may arrange all of these things for Mr. Fish, but he's out of his environment. He cannot be happy. He's only happy when he's in his real environment. But you are bewildered. You are thinking Mr. Fish will be happy. We'll put Mr. Fish in a big apartment. Nice apartment. I will give Mr. Fish a title. Some prestige. He'll be happy. But he won't be happy. He won't be happy no matter what you do here in the material world. He will not be happy. He'll only be happy when he's in the ocean. This is very simple things. Even children can understand it. We can get the children to draw some pictures of the fish. Like this. We did that one time, and the children were drawing their fish lying on a bed, smoking a cigarette and a wine glass. But he cannot do that. He will not be happy. So in this material world, the biggest enjoyment is this sex life. Sex life. All the species are running after this thing, like we were talking. I was talking with Jivananda, he goes for a walk. All the ducks are fighting, ripping each other's feathers out. Why? Why are they fighting? Because they're male ducks. And now it's mating season and they're fighting like this. And the other animals, they're engaged in competition. They're all fighting like this. For this so-called enjoyment. Animals have no choice about it. They have no choice about it. They are dictated to by the modes of material nature. They're dictated by modes. You understand? They don't know anything. They don't know anything. They cannot choose. They are forced. And some of the human beings are also forced. They are just like animals. Invedate, dvipad pashu. They don't have any intelligence. They are forced to act. You understand? But there is a class of human beings called civilized. Civilized. And they can choose. They can choose. Because they hear from the Vedic literature. They're guided by Vedic literature and guru. This is there in a civilized society. The civilized society has these things. Now you may say, hey, well, not many people on this planet have Vedic knowledge. Well, that's right. Most of them are uncivilized. They may have some scriptures. They may have some scriptures, but mainly they're just praying for bread, economic development. And the ultimate goal is sense gratification. And their idea of liberation, moksha, is more sense gratification. Their idea of going to heaven is a place where they'll have unrestricted so-called material happiness. They will be there with their family and they will have all the enjoyments and comforts forever. They think like this. And then they will not have the problems of old age and disease. It's called svarga. Svarga. That is their understanding of the ultimate goal, is svarga. Like chandraloka. I want to go to Chandraloka or Birsvaga because they like intoxication and illicit sex. They can go to Birsvaga like this. In this way, they have this idea of happiness. But spiritual happiness is different. It's different than that. This kind of happiness, these enjoyments, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, they're enjoyed by the animals. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. These are the things that animals enjoy. You understand? They're animal happiness. All the animals eat. Srila Prabhupada would say, you think the animal is not enjoying as much as you when he eats? You know, we see in India the dogs, when we throw the leaf plates, you know, and the dogs are all, tails are wagging. And they're eating. They're eating on the street some rubbish that they've dug out of some garbage bag. Some garbage in the street, they're eating it and they're wagging their tail. The restaurant, they have some leftovers, they throw it in the street and the dogs eat it. Like this. They're getting their food. And when they eat, they're very happy. Probably more happy than me. And then, they're getting their sex. They're getting their sex. We see, they think they're very happy. They're wagging their tails. And they're fighting. Like this. And then they wag their tail. They like this growling business. And the females growl at the males. And the males growl back. Like this. And then they agree to have sex. The human beings are not much different. You give me this. Yeah, okay, I'll give you this then. So the enjoyment is just the same. They're sleeping. Prabhupada would describe it. They're sleeping on the ground, and you're sleeping in a very big bed, and you think you're better. And you're eating in some restaurant, revolving restaurant, high up above the city, and you think, we are very advanced. And Prabhupada would say, they're polished animals. They're polished animals. It's only animal life. It's just eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But human life is meant for something more. It's meant for something more. Yeah? So Yudhisthira, he's describing, well, I'm just a householder. I'm just a householder engaged in collecting funds, making a nice arrangement for family, and enjoying like this. It seems so, that family life is like that. And Narad Muni has just described the activities of the brahmacharis and the vanaprasthas and the sannyasis, where there is no scope for this sexual enjoyment. There's no scope for this thing. It's not allowed. It's not allowed. We tell this thing. It's not allowed. There's no sex in those ashram. Of course, in the Kali Yuga, so many cheating is going on. So many cheating is going on. And we've been hearing this subject. And one should work under the direction of the Shastra and Guru. We should do this thing. And that is, it's a very interesting question. How can we do this thing easily? How can we attain liberation easily? It's a very interesting question. Because liberation is attainable from the Grihastha Ashram. It is. It's attainable from the Brahmachari Ashram. Not just the Sannyas Ashram. We've been hearing that. We've been hearing that. That somebody who is in any ashram, he can be a liberated person. He can be a Paramahamsa. But the stress is given on the Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, because they have no scope for sex. What is this thing? What is this thing? Here we've been hearing how those who are so absorbed in the material body, the skin, so externally absorbed, they can't understand self-realization. They cannot do it. It's very difficult for them. Bhogasvaya prasaktanam tayapati tatetasam vyavasayamika buddhi. No, that was the incorrect line. Huh. Anyway, those who are too attached to material opulence and sense gratification and who are bewildered by these things, they never get resolute determination for devotional service. That resolute determination is to fix the mind on Krishna. To understand what is the goal of this life, to fix the mind on Krishna. Most people, they're too busily gratifying their senses. Also, when the senses are gratified, the heart becomes hardened. If we engage in sense gratification, we become bewildered and we have no softness of heart. Those who are engaged in simply selfish sense gratification, they can't even love their family members. They don't even care for their sons or daughters. This is going on now. This is going on now. There's not even proper family life. In the Vedas is recommended ideal family life. How to act. But people are not even doing that. They're just engaged in the animal enjoyment. Let me gratify the senses any damned way. Drinking, prostitution, gambling, casino, nightclub, all these things. Restaurants serving any kind of foods. Unimaginable in the Vedas. Like this. But the Vedas describe how to live a life, a family life, and be liberated. They give this knowledge. That knowledge is described. How you can fulfill your desire, here it says, absolutely necessary for them. It's absolutely necessary for them. Why? Why can't you just give it up? Because when you're born, you have acquired a particular type of body. Like DNA. You know? A person gets a particular kind of body. Just like Sugriva, he was born in a monkey's body. You know? So when he got the kingdom back, what was he doing? When his brother was removed, what did he do? He started having a party. He was partying with what? Ladies. Drinking. Partying. And he forgot all about his promise. Is he to blame? What did he say? He said, please excuse me, I'm just a monkey. Please excuse me. It's my nature. It's my nature. Like this. And when he saw Ravan, immediately he flew over there and wanted to kill him. Beat you to... Ravan's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You could have got yourself killed. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. I was so angry at him. I just wanted to kill him. But Ram excused him. You're not a monkey. You have this nature. So everybody has some particular kind of nature. And Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, you have a particular kind of nature, Arjuna. And you are going to act according to your nature. Whether you like it or not, you are going to fight. You're going to fight. You just fight for me. You have to fight for me. So everybody's got a particular kind of nature. Not everybody's the same. So, in this Kali Yuga also, in Kali, not many brahmacharis really. Most are grihasthas. Most are grihasthas. But they have to learn to become honest grihastha. That's all. That's all we have to become. Honest. Because in Kali Yuga, one religious principle is left of all religious principles.
truthfulness. It's the only principle left. And Kali is beating on that one also. So we have to become truthful. That's all we have to do. And you may say, well, what do you mean? This truthful means that you have to learn to walk the talk, as they say. You have to become free from duplicitousness. We just have to learn to chant Hare Krishna and mean what we are saying. So the first and foremost teaching that Lord Chaitanya gave, everybody knows it, but who is willing to put it into their life? What is the first and foremost teaching? Guntis. The number one teaching. You don't know. What are you doing? Hare Krishna. The first and foremost teaching is Trinada Pisa Nichana Taroa Pisa Hishnana Amanina Manadena Ketanaya Sadahari. Mahaprabhu has made this process very simple. It's very, very simple. You just have to do this thing. But everybody knows it. They say this thing every morning. But who is putting it in their life? Feeling oneself lower than, like Yudhisthira. He's feeling himself lower than the straw in the street. He's doing this thing. Oh, I am not qualified. I have no good qualification. I am only acting on the order of my guru. Like this. I have no good qualification. If you look at me, you will find no good qualities. If there's any good qualities, it's only the mercy of my Guru Dev. This is how we sing this song. Guru Dev Kripa Bindu Dia. Like this. We're just begging. We're beggars. I'm a beggar. Like this. And we are just begging. We have no good quality. So that I'm feeling oneself lower. Lower than that. And amanana manadena. Amanana means to offer respect to everyone. We offer respect to everyone. We said this the other day. Even a dog. We offer respect to everyone. We don't demand respect. We should offer respect to others and don't demand any respect. Like this. But you know, I think I'm a devotee. But I'm not a devotee. I'm aspiring to be a devotee. I'm aspiring, but sometimes I think I'm a devotee. Like this. But we should keep ourselves very humble, like Yudhisthira. Yudhisthira is a great, exalted person. He's the emperor of the world. But he doesn't have any pride. He's prideless. He has this. And he puts himself into the position that I'm just an ignorant person. I don't know anything about self-realization. But actually, he's a self-realized soul also. And his guru, Narada Muni. Narada Muni is his guru. And he's sitting and he's asking Narada Muni like this. Why? He knows the answer to this question. Did he not hear these things from Bhishma? Did he not hear them all before? Why is he asking again and again? Because these things are relishable. The subject matter is relishable. He wants to go deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And one devotee was asking, oh, how can I develop that eagerness to hear? And that eagerness is developed in the association. In the association of saintly persons. You understand? If you're in the association of saintly persons, then you encourage, oh yeah, if I ask the question, then I'll know. Therefore you're very inquisitive. If you've got intelligence. But that, but in that association, there is such questions. If you're not asking, somebody else will be asking. And then you will hear. What question did he ask? Whoa, that's an interesting question. What's the answer? You understand? I didn't expect you to know the answer, Gunthis. It's okay. Yeah, so in this way, in that association, there's so many questions and answers going on, and we develop an urge to hear more and more. Ooh, very interesting, like this. And as we hear, the more we hear in the association of devotees, that's why Srila Prabhupada gave this Srimad Bhagavatam class. And so many people will speak from different points, and we'll discuss it. And in this way, we develop attraction. We develop an attraction for hearing transcendental knowledge. And as we go on hearing, all the abhadras, all the inauspicious things within the heart are removed. They'll be cleansed away. We say that, nashta prayashu abhadreshu nicham bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati yotamash loke bhakti bhavati najdike. By regular attentions on classes on the Bhagavatam and rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the transcendental Supreme Personality of Godhead is established as an irrevocable fact. Irrevocable. It will be established in your heart. And people say, how? Well, you just do it. And that can be done in any ashram. In any ashram. You just have to follow the ashram you're suited for and be peaceful. If you're peaceful, chant Hare Krishna, and then you can sit and hear regularly. Of course you may say, but how many grihasthas are coming? And they have to go to the job. They left at 7 o'clock and they finish at 7 o'clock. I know grihasthas. I was one. I started work at 6 o'clock and I'd come back by 7 o'clock. I had to leave at 6. Like this. But still, we still manage to follow. I chanted my rounds. Chanted my rounds every day. Get up early, chant my rounds. My wife would worship the deity and she'd make me a lunch, prasad. Big tiffin of lunch prasad. Yeah, I had to have. Like this. And I had to, in the car, MP3. In the past it was cassette. As soon as I got in the car to go to work, the class was on. I'm listening to the lecture while I'm going to work. Or kirtan, bhajan. And then while I was at work, I was working with meeting different people and stuff. I still always had my neck beads on. And many devotees, they put tilak on with water. You can put tilak on with water. Yeah, they don't see it. But it's on. Kavacha. It's on. It's a kavacha. It's a protection. That's why we're wearing it. And in this way, I'm thinking of Krishna. What I heard. And I'm singing in my mind, or I'm singing aloud. In this way, we work under the direction of the Shastras. And my wife was very happy. I fulfilled all the demands of my wife. All the demands of my wife. We had so many children. Yeah, we have to have children. It says in the Veda, if you do not give the wife children, you go to hell. Yeah. It says that. You can't just get married and not have children. You must have children. All these things are there. The grihastha ashram has its rules. The brahmachari ashram has its rules. Vanaprastha ashram has its rules. Sannyas. Like that. They have these rules. But underlying all these rules and everything is we have to be completely truthful to the guru, to the shastra, chant Hare Krishna. That's all. We have to be completely truthful. And if you're truthful and you follow this teaching which is being given, Trinadapi Sinichana, and you chant Hare Krishna, you'll get all success. You'll get all success because you won't commit any nam aparad. If you offer all respect to your guru, you don't demand any, you don't speculate, you just follow as it is. And if it's not clear, you can ask question. There's no need for mental speculation. It's maha. We were saying yesterday, pranipat, parapasnena, sevaya. Pranipat means to accept the guru. It's okay, well, I accepted the guru, but no, pariprasna. Pariprasna means what? Yeah, you have to question it. Question, 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 question. Get it clear. 100% clear. What do I do, Gurudev? And how do I do it? And what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And this and this? And Gurudev, what about this and this and this? Until you're 100% clear. And then sevaya. Then you know what your service is, black and white. You should know what it is, black and white. Huh? Clearly, clearly. You have to get a completely clear understanding. No doubt about it. Oh Gurudev, what do I do if you're not here? What if they are saying this and you said this? And what about this? And what about if this happens and that happens, Gurudev? And what happens if I'm not there? If you're not there to tell me what to do and I don't know? What do I do? You have to get it clear. Completely clear. That's what Guru's for. You get it 100% clear. And then as soon as you... But even if the Guru doesn't give you clear, like Gopal Kumar, his Guru gave him initiation and then ran away. Oh, like a madman. But he followed what he had. He followed it. What he had, he followed. He followed it. He didn't know what to do, clearly. But he did what he'd been told to do. He didn't change it. He didn't change it. You see? The problem is that people change things. They change things. The Guru says, oh, you chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds. Well, I can't chant today. It's too difficult. I'll chant tomorrow. Oh, he told me, no illicit sex. Oh, well, you know. I'm not doing illicit sex, really. I'm just, you know, thinking about it. I'm not really doing it. You know. And in this way, so many things. We don't want to hear clearly. Sometimes I would say to my godbrothers, the disciples of my godbrothers, they would ask me, and I said, well, ask your guru. Get it clear? And they go, oh, but I don't want to get it clear. I like that freedom. He'll tell me to do something too difficult. Like this. You have to get it clear. Huh? And if Gurudev's not there one day, he won't be there. Then? You'll be deviated. You have to get it clear. And as I said, if you follow what you've been given, and Gurudev will send you more. He will send you. But you have to be truthful. You have to stick to this truthfulness. You know? And because somebody will come and tell you, Prabhu, that's not correct. That's not correct. You have to give that up. You have to surrender. Oh, it's Krishna. Krishna sends. Like this. So that's all it is. That's all it is, really. But There's many activities in the Vedas for our purification, our duties, all of these things. And we have to hear them sincerely and truthfully follow them as best as we can. As best as we can. And if you can't follow it, then you tell Gurudev, "Oh Gurudev, I tried, but I can't do that thing. I tried my best." Gurudev, "Huh? Come here." Like this, "Oh Gurudev." Like this, "Gurudev, haha." He can give you some other instructions. If you cannot do this, then you do this. If you cannot do this, then do this. Don't speculate. You should follow under the direction of Guru and Shastra, Sadhu. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Like that. Just like I know one disciple, he came to his Guru. He had some problem. He's a very handsome man. Very handsome and strong. So many ladies. He was always being bombarded with so many ladies. Brahmachari. Like this. "Oh, Gurudev, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. My mind is very disturbed. My mind is very disturbed." "Okay." Gurudev said, "Okay, you stay here, you chant Hare Krishna." "Oh, but Gurudev, my mind is still disturbed." "Okay, rascal, then chant 64 rounds a day." "Then you chant 64 rounds a day and no eating until you finished." Oh, he was getting up at 12 o'clock and he was finishing his rounds by breakfast, prasadam. And after 1 month, his guru asked him, "So are you okay?" He said, "Yes, I'm fine, Gurudev." "Okay, now we'll get you married." Now he arranged marriage. Like this. Married him to a very young girl. Like this. So that in this way, according to the person's need, we were discussing this thing, or time, place and circumstance also. Time, place and circumstance, don't you try to adjust it. Don't you try to adjust that. This is how I've been taught. You don't adjust time, place and circumstance. Guru adjusts time, place and circumstance. That's not for you to adjust. You have to get it clear. "Oh Gurudev, what do I do? What about this time and this place and this circumstance?" "Well, then you do like this and then you do like this." If you're not clear, you have to put inquiry. Huh? If it's not to your Diksha Guru, then it's to Siksha Guru. Siksha Guru means someone who's more advanced, more experienced. Anybody who's more advanced, more experienced, ask them, inquire for them, "What do I do? So I don't get entangled, so I don't get off the track," like this. Very simple, it's common sense. A common sense thing. One devotee has one classy, what is it? Uncommon sense. Uncommon sense, he called. I thought that was a very nice title. But the Krishna consciousness is not uncommon. It's common in the sense that you should understand. And if somebody follows this process of being honest and truthful and doing what they hear and keeping ears open all the time. Remember, we've got 2 ears and 1 mouth only. If we're hearing, we're constantly hearing, "Krishna, tell me, please tell me." We're chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare." We're asking Krishna, "Please tell me what to do." "Ayi nandata nuja kinkaram patitam mam vishameva bambado." "Please save me, tell me what to do, and I'll do it. I'll do it." Huh? That means panipat, paripasnena, sevaya. Clearly, tell me what my service is. Tell me what my service is. Am I wasting my time? No, just tell me clearly what to do, Krishna. Please tell me. Krishna will reveal it. He will reveal it to you. In so many ways, it will be revealed. Like this. Huh? And it doesn't matter the ashram you're in. You don't have to put on a big show bottle. Oh, amen. brahmacharini, you know, or I'm a grihastha, or I'm a sannyasi. No, we don't have to put on any show. We just have to be 100% honest. That's all. And we're on the path back home, back to God. We're on the path to Krishna. That's all Krishna wants to see. In Kali Yuga, that's all he wants to see. You follow this Trinadapi Sinachana and chant Hare Krishna and you get all success. Okay. Has anybody got any questions?